All righty. Appreciate everybody's time to the Echo Canyon Preliminary Municipality Board meeting on May 28th, 1:30 p.m. Noting that we have a quorum in on site. We have Jonathan Hoffman joining us virtually, are myself, Craig Weston, Trent Arnold, and Thomas Gottlieb. Melody McCandless notified us that she was unable to make it today because of some family obligations. But she was distributed all the materials to review, and she's we had a conversation based on any of the questions that she had at that time. So, all right, Jay.
And Rachel Stenta is also not able
Oh,
to attend this meeting.
okay,
So.
awesome. All right, so basically, calling this meeting to order formally. Anything else I missed, Jay? Are we good to move to the
Nope,
approval?
that's it. We have the quorum. We have all of that ready to go. So.
Okay. All right. So the next one on the item is number two, which is the approval of the minutes from the October 13th, 2025 meeting, as well as the February 12th, 2026 meeting. Just wanted to make sure everybody has those and has had a chance to review them. I know I received them and I did review them. Any other questions or comments?
I've reviewed, no comments. This is Trent.
I've reviewed and no comments, Tom Gottlieb.
No comments from Jonathan.
Very good. So.
So we can do it in one vote or two as long as we specify the dates that we're approving.
I'll make a
Okay,
mo- Oh, go ahead, Tom.
I will make a motion then to approve the minutes of the October 13, 2025, and the minutes of the February 12, 2026 meetings. Does anybody second that motion?
I'll second it. So we've got a motion from Tom Gottlieb, a second from Craig Weston. With no other, obviously, any questions, comments before we could take it to a vote?
None.
None.
Okay,
None will
let's take it to a
do.
vote. All in favor, aye.
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 All right, that vote is unanimous. Thank you all for doing that. J number three, public hearings. It shows that we've got nothing on the agenda, so we'll move to
Yeah.
four. And I'll let you kind of take it from here in terms of the action items A through C, or sorry, E.
We have A through F. So the first one is ratification of representation of litigation counsel. That was a contract that was following up on the first litigation case. We just added on, and we just want to take a vote for the minutes for the record that we've taken that and are confirming we're using the same defense counsel for the litigation side. I am not the litigation counsel, so that is Smith Knowles. So just an acknowledgement of that contract, a ratification of the
Is
approval.
that an actual vote, or is that just more of a we're all acknowledging
No,
that?
that's a vote. So
Okay.
we're
So we need a
it's a
motion.
ratification. Yep.
I'll make a motion to approve the ratification of the representation of Smith Knowles as litigation counsel.
I'll second that. So we've got a motion and a second. All in favor? Aye.
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 That is unanimously approved. Move to B.
Yes. So this is the renewal of the insurance and a new requirement that they're imposing, which is not a big issue, but we went ahead and want to add that in. The reason that we have to do this is when we approved the insurance contract and negotiation, we capped it at 5,000 based on rates that provided a buffer last year. As of January 1, those rates have increased significantly, and their lowest rates now are at $5,000 annually for the coverage that we have, plus any of the additional coverages that we have. So with any additional fees or anything, we pass over that approval for renewal. So at this point, I suggested 10,000. That's in line with the procurement policy. And then also filling out the fraud risk questionnaire assessment, which goes to both the insurance agency and the state auditor. That does become a public record with the state auditor's office. It's required for all governmental entities. And so now the insurance agencies that we work with are asking for that as well as part of their
Jay, just
coverage.
give a sense of what was the original cost and it's going up. Obviously, I'm comfortable with $10,000, but what's the order of magnitude
So
increase?
we're talking about a difference of about 3,800 to About 5,800. So
Okay.
we're providing a buffer again. So and then we'll get all those final details. We have to submit the last of the application, and so this is enabling us to do that. As long as it doesn't exceed this cap again, then we would be able to go ahead.
Yeah, I'm fine with the cap, given this is just an insurance payment. Anybody else have questions or comments?
I
I
reviewed
think
this
that
with Jay in the detail. I think this is the appropriate amount to lift the
I
ceiling
agree.
to.
That's a prudent response. I agree.
Jonathan, any thoughts or are you good?
Nope, sounds good to me.
Right, so the motion then will be, is you've got it listed up here.
Yeah, and then for the record, the questionnaire is part of the packet that was sent to you. It answers fundamental questions that are presented, as I said, to everyone. There's a couple of things we're going to have to verify and complete, and then that would be finalized as part of it as well. So, but the action is to approve the resolution listed as item 4B, the resolution for renewal of insurance, including confirmation of the fraud risk assessment.
All right, do I have somebody who wants to make a motion?
Before we do that, Craig, I just want, since you didn't have the benefit of going through the thing the same time as I did, I've asked Jay on a number of the items on the fraud risk assessment, things we've already discussed. I just want to make sure we get those papered correctly because we do get additional credit for some of those items that we've already put in place, but maybe haven't formally adopted yet as it relates to especially items under number two, with some of the credit and purchasing personal use of assets, IT. We have all of those. I just don't think we've adopted them yet. So Jay's going to double check and see what we've already put in place, and anything that hasn't been recorded we'll adopt at the next meeting.
Yeah, that's exactly right. A lot of these are does the entity have a written policy? So some of these we don't have because there's no cash receipting and deposits. We don't have a written policy, but we can easily adopt one to have in place for when that changes.
Yeah, Jay, I'd
Next time.
recommend that we just go through some of these kind of ticky, I don't want to say ticky-tacky, or kind of smaller items to get them in place because at some point we're going to start having those types of things. So we don't want to have to go back and do a piecemeal. So
Yeah, and this is
yeah,
a
if
good
the engineer
opportunity
has
to
to
do
travel
that
to
at our
Salt
next
Lake for
meeting.
something, it's better to have the policy in
Yeah,
place before they have to travel and
exactly.
submit reimbursement. Yep.
Yeah. So we will plan on having some of these that are pretty standard forms on our next agenda
Perfect.
for the next meeting in a week.
Perfect. All
All right.
right.
Thanks,
So,
Craig.
all right. So I think we're back to, does anyone want to make that motion?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 4B as discussed, including the renewal of our insurance at the increased annual cost, including the confirmation of the fraud risk assessment and questionnaire.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
All right, Jonathan's got the motion. Tom has seconded it. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
That is unanimous.
All right, thanks,
All right,
Craig.
we're on to 4C.
4C. So, brief background on this. In the February meeting, the board adopted an amendment that kind of clarified the process for removal of a planning commission board member. And then following that process, a letter was sent. And this is the chair has that authority with advice and consent of the board. Advice and consent is often just I've talked about it at a meeting, and therefore, nobody objected, and that's good enough. But for our purposes, I'd recommend again having a vote, just like we did on the ratification. There's not a formal resolution, but having a vote so that it's reflected in the minutes to remove Board Member Thaxter.
No, and yeah, and I'd like to put on the record, the appreciation that we've given Thaxter for putting the time into it and everything else, and the amount of work, because it's certainly not a glorious and glorified position to be in. So we do appreciate his efforts that he had on the board. So,
Yep, I would second that. Thanks for your
yeah,
service.
yep. Okay, let's do. Is this an actual mo? It's a motion then again.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Who wants to cue it up?
I'll queue it up. So this is to approve the motion for C consideration with the advice and consent of the Echo Canyon Board, the removal of an Echo Canyon Preliminary Municipality Planning Commission board member.
Do I have a second?
Strength, I second.
Okay, so Tom's got the motion. We've got the second. All in favor? Aye.
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 That passes unanimously. All right, 4D.
And so this is the update to the electronics meetings policy. One of the things that I do every year is follow what's going on with the legislature. This year, there were some public notice or the electronic meeting policy updates. They didn't directly affect Echo Canyon, but at the same time, I was able to update down to a one page that's simplified and kind of clarifies. So having a better up-to-date policy
No,
that
that's been
doesn't create any
super, super
conflicts.
helpful, Jay. So appreciate your work on that. I know the legislative session can be pretty daunting with all of the changes they do. So really do appreciate your work on that. All right.
So yeah, that is it. And so part of that is just referring back to state law with some of these code references rather than trying to restate what's already there. So it's pretty streamlined. The only there were also some corrections. So anyway, but the primary purpose, as you know, is to authorize a meeting structured like this where board members can vote that are not physically present without a policy in place of some sort. That's just not possible. So,
Awesome. All right. Any other questions or comments on this one?
no,
Okay.
none.
Yeah. Jay, you want to roll back to that, to the title page, and we'll. Who would like to make a motion on this one? Don't all speak up at once.
I can
Go
do
for it, Jonathan.
I move to approve the resolution 4D as discussed, including the update to the electronic meetings policy.
This is
I'll go
Trent.
ahead.
I'll second.
All right. So we've got a motion with a second. All in favor? Aye.
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 All right, that passes unanimously. All right, four, it's E.
Okay. So this is the big one. So for the government entity on a fiscal year ending June 30, we have to have a tentative budget adopted and then a final budget hearing and adoption by the end of June. So this is the first in that set of meetings. We also during this meeting have to establish when that next meeting is, when the public hearing is. It's kind of one of the only times where we have to have a meeting where we then say when the next meeting is going to be. But that's the primary purpose of this. Because there was not a budget previously, we reported the $0, $0 for 26, and now we're just looking at 27, which are estimated budgets. So what we have, we and now to be clear, the budgets are estimated in part because there has not been, under the reimbursement and funding agreement that the Echo Canyon entered into with the property owner development entity, no calls have been made under that. So that authorized Echo Canyon to enter into notes agreeing to repay reimbursements. So there have been expenses. I mean, obviously, I have expenses. The recorder has been paid. Those are being paid under that agreement, and we're in the process of getting requests in place so that the debts will be owed, but there's no obligation that those be on a timeline. So if that happens, we'll do a budget update in 27 and kind of see where those are. To that end, the actual Echo Canyon expenses that we think would reasonably be anticipated would be about 25,000. There's not a lot going on, but there are administrative costs, legal costs that
Yeah.
are tied to that. So it and that's subject to when the actual calls are made on it. And then the second part of it is setting the budget hearing for June 4th at 1 p.m., same place, just a half an hour earlier in a week. And we would post notice of that today so that it's posted 7 days ahead of that public hearing.
Perfect. Any questions from the board on any of these items?
None for me. I'm pleased that we put all the work together. Thank you, Trent, for that work.
Yeah.
No questions from Jonathan.
No problems, no questions. Let's just ensure we post everything appropriately.
Yep.
As usual.
All right. Jay, you want to roll back to the title page? We'll get a motion going.
If
Okay.
you could read
Yeah, sorry there. All right,
the top
got it.
line
Got it.
here.
Anyone volunteer to do it?
I will volunteer to make a motion. So this is a motion for 4E in the schedule pursuant to the written materials and the discussion that just took place, a resolution adopting a tentative budget for the fiscal year ending June 30, 2027, and setting June 4, 2026 as the date for a public budget hearing.
Do I have a
This is
second?
Trent, I'll second.
Great. We have a proposal and a second. All in favor, aye.
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 That is unanimous.
All right. So that takes care of E, and then F is an updated records policy, which is let's see. So this resolution here, when we had the original foundational meeting back last year, we did adopt a records and communications policy. This is an update to that one. There were some cleanup, some typos, but the biggest change is to an authorize fees for responding to grandma requests, and adopting that as well, some cleanup. So that's what this is. It largely just adds a section at the end here for fees for records requests. Under state law, a government entity is able to charge for fees at cost. The idea is that the requester should bear the burden of that cost rather than the average taxpayer.
Jay,
Yeah.
how's the cost calculated?
It is the rate, the hourly rate of the lowest paid person able to complete that request, which
Gotcha.
means if the attorney is the lowest paid person that can complete the request, it is the attorney's rate.
Okay, so that's your rate right now.
And now that we have Rachel on board for those purposes, it would be
Her
her
rate.
rate
Okay, that makes
for
sense.
those parts that she can facilitate.
Okay.
So that is the structure of how those work. And that's kind of the idea.
Perfect. Any questions from the board?
No, I think this is reasonable. Appreciate you putting this together and researching what other best practices are today.
All right. Does somebody want to make a motion?
This is Trent. I'll make a motion to adopt, this is item 4F, correct, Jay? A resolution adopting an updated government recordings access and management policy.
I'll second that. Let's take it to a vote. All in favor? Aye.
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 Right. That passes unanimously.
Okay. That was the last action item on the agenda. Don't have any, I'm not aware of any board member reports that haven't already been addressed. There's some takeaway action items for me to work with Rachel on some of the items for the next meeting and putting together some of those additional items to help with the fraud risk assessment and those things. And then we'll also be looking at, I'll also be providing an update on some of the state level reporting at the next meeting too. So.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. We are on to, like you said, there's really no board reports. And so, any items that are for closed session litigation that anybody wants to talk about in private?
I
Open the
don't
floor.
have any. No.
Okay. Jonathan?
I'm good.
Okay. I don't think we have anything that we need to discuss in a closed session. So, I will make the motion to adjourn our meeting for today. Do I have a second?
I'll second the
I will
motion.
second.
Oh, we have 2 seconds. Everybody's ready to get done. All right, everybody. I think we've got a motion to close and a second. All in favor, aye.
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 All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.